Well, before we begin, I want to say sorry for being a little late. I thought, just like you took me granted for translating all the CS, I took granted my freebies will be okay, but it was blocked everywhere, 57. I went through Chapman, it was blocked. Then I went to Nauru, it was blocked. Then I went further up north and had to come back, so to find me here. So anyway, so nothing to do with Geshe La, it just was me. You know. So I guess life is not to be taken for granted. Namo Guru Me, Namo Buddhaya, Namo Dhammaya, Namo Sanghaya, Namo Guru Me, Namo Buddhaya, Namo Dhammaya, Namo Sanghaya, Namo Guru Me, Namo Buddhaya, Namo Dhammaya, Namo Sanghaya. Kandena jengenge dhoyne raga josa bonde josende chöje nyavoy gönye rosanda seda
on the Евангелие нашего Господа, чести добе нас держащего, воля Его чудеса, сына
Lord, on the bill.
I want to say good morning to everyone first.
Good morning.
I also want to express my appreciation for all of you who have, been making efforts to come here regularly, to participate in the teaching. I have observed that the staff of the TDL, I think they are very much encouraged by your regularly attending the teachings here, and on behalf of I think everybody, maybe I can. I can just say to you, we appreciate your efforts to come here to listen to teaching. And I have also come to understand that many people couldn't be here physically, but they are connected to our teaching through internet. Just a couple of days ago, had a chance to go to SeaWorld in San Diego. We met one of Geshe-la's students, and he expressed his much appreciation about the teaching that he could listen to through internet. So, given this whole situation, so I understand that a lot of people who are plugged into internet and listening to the teachings, and I want to also express my appreciation to their, efforts listening to the teaching.
And
I believe that in the future also TDL will continue to do what it has been doing all these years, and I think staff of the TDL, the current and maybe the new ones, or the new ones and no currents, whatever. We'll be, I think, making their best of efforts, as they have always done, to organize teachings. And so nobody needs to worry about that, be concerned about, I think, the future of TDL. And the very venerable Geshe Chodim Gyaltsen, who founded this center and taught for years and years, has been extremely kind. There's no way to express our gratitude to Geshe-la's kindness and all the dedication sacrifices. But I believe that TDL will continue to uphold his vision and Geshe-la's legacy.
And
sa yende te da to ala to je ne la wa sum lo so be zo nyam ne ngo to ne to go yo res
So now we will continue where we left off last Sunday. I want to quote great Indian Buddhist sage scholar Acharya Chandrakirti in his supplement to the Middle Way or Madhyamik Avatar, we call Umajukpa in Tibetan. And Geshe-la quoted the stanza from his memory. So basically what great Chandrakirti is telling us is this, that just as birds are able to fly using their two wings, two effective, powerful wings. In the same way, metaphorically speaking, for us to fly to our ultimate destination, that is complete enlightenment or Buddhahood, we need the wings of method, skillful means called upaya or thab in Tibetan, and wisdom or jnana or sherab in Tibetan. So we need to practice both method and wisdom. These are the two wings, we need to develop and make them effective so that we will be able to fly to our destination of complete enlightenment. And so what is involved in these practices of method and wisdom, if you wonder? Of course, these include the thing that I mentioned last time, cultivating what is known as three higher trainings, okay? Labasum in Tibetan, in the footnote, training in higher ethics, training in higher concentration, and training in higher wisdom, okay? So three higher trainings are the paths and practices that we need to cultivate as part of what we call practicing method and wisdom. It is a must for us to cultivate what is known as the bodhicitta, or the altruistic mind of enlightenment, Chengdu Jisem in Tibetan, to be able to become a complete enlightened being. There's no way around it. Okay? Now that being said, it's not just enough for us to cultivate that altruistic attitude or bodhicitta, but what's even more important in some sense is that we have to now carry that attitude and engage in what is known as bodhisattva actions or deeds or activities. Okay? So it's not just enough to have bodhicitta as an attitude, but we have to engage in the necessary actions or the practices or the deeds of bodhisattvas to get to the enlightened state.
Ata kese chenche simbe, ane chebal lawala, ane lapsi te khanse sila kora sana, ane chi rangyu mimbar chewe, ane chi parite parjin chulo lakoya. Shingyu mimbar chewe duwe ngoo shila lakoya, ane dosite lakoyo resu.
So that's why it's important for us to educate ourselves about how to engage in the deeds of bodhisattvas or the practices of bodhisattvas. In the Buddhist literature, it is stated that we need to cultivate what is known as the six perfections or the paramitas, more so to what we call ripen one's own mind stream. Right? We need to ripen our own state of mind, and primarily for that reason, if you like, we need to cultivate the six perfections or the paramitas, such as the perfection of generosity or dan paramita. Now, in order to be able to help other sentient beings or the people, if you like, ripen their mind stream, which is to say to benefit others more, primarily for that reason, we need to cultivate what is known as a set of four points called Duwe Mobushi. It's called, literally translating, the four practices of gathering and maturing the minds of sentient beings. Yeah. So when we talk about engaging bodhisattva actions or practices, basically what we're talking about is practicing the six perfections and those additional four points of benefiting other sentient beings.
What the rangyumi barshebe ani se phajin thula lawala phajin thude ne shem gu yaris de shem be teng ne ani se phigel nyam leng nal ya ne lag len ta gu ya cha go ris de zang ye ya ne shem gu de ke chim za an ka zin phajin thu ge nam sha sa je thu tan ben na ne da thering gi cham de an phajin thu ge ne ye we wa de na le an le yus de ne cham de ne she yins
To be able to cultivate the six perfections or practice these perfections, of course, we first thing first, that is to say that we have to learn about what the six perfections are. Without that knowledge and understanding, even if we say, I want to practice the six perfections, it just doesn't work that way. So we have to educate ourselves about the six perfections, so that's why participating in the teaching is primarily for that reason. But once we learn what the six perfections are, now the next step is now for us to be able to put them into practice, you know, to integrate them into our mind, to cultivate the six perfections. I remember that last week I laid out six major points or the outlines, and so where we left off last time is talking about what we call divisions within the six perfections. Okay. So this is where I'll pick up my topic and continue my teaching.
Wa da da thangbo a yewe da zhi sa zhe chugu nan ne da sa zhe ane ngawa da yewe sam de res a yewa de la da phajin chu ko da phajin de la la ane la ya de la phajin chu chugu nan ne da An jinbei phajin xie yi si. An jinbei phajin ma xiao la, an jinbei phajin ge, an ji ngo dang, an jinbei phajin ge, an ye wa, ye wa su su li ya, an ji ting yam lin chiwa li ya, an kye ji kente chi chang gu gu yu me. Wa di ma xie yi si.
So there are what we call six parameters of the perfections. And the first one that we talk about is the perfection of giving or generosity, dan paramita. So now we're going to first focus on this one, say, how should we understand what the perfection of giving is, or what does it mean? So we are defining it. We are trying to understand conceptually what does the dan paramita means here. And then we are going to talk about different types of giving or generosity. Those are the divisions, as we say, within giving. And then we may talk about certain characteristics which are important for us as we say, I'm going to practice giving. So what are some of the, elements that should be there in our practice?
Yes. Until long, and get a water that is shenlia and touch it on Tompebe and the Samba, or the Nigeria and the cigarettes, Chimbas. Tea energy, same day energy, can't chimba, Tanya go over the Machachins, Macha with Sim Teda energy, change it to Sim Tiku, Puni Nane, and touch the shin of Tompeos go with this.
So what is giving, or how is it understood or presented in the Buddhist literature, generosity? Now, generosity is defined in terms of what we call a state of mind. It is the mind of giving, if you will. And what that really involves is the mind of giving that is devoid of attachment to whatever you give. Yeah. So that's a very important part of what giving means. As I mentioned the other day, that what do we have to really give or dedicate, to and for others? Well, each of us has, if we put in the categories three things. We have resources, and we have this body, and then we have what is called positive energy or roots of virtue, merit. Okay. So these are the things that each of us have that we could dedicate for others, or we could give to others. But now what does it mean giving one's resources or one's body or one's merit? What it really means is giving it unconditionally. There is no string attached to that giving, and we must not be attached to what we give. Yeah, if attachment is involved, then it's really not giving by the definition of what generosity means. Generosity means really opening your heart and giving it without attachment, unconditionally, to others.
What in this sense,
So to be able to practice just the giving alone, let's say, there are certain elements that should be there present in our practice, And so it all starts with what we call the excellent motivation, the pure motivation. Before we really start giving, we have to check with our motivation and if need be, correct our motivation or, cultivate what we call pure motivation to give. So now that's not enough. That's the starting point. Now when we actually give, engage in the action of giving, which is the actual deed or the practice, we have to do it properly. We give with sense of delight, and be happy, maybe engage in this action, and then do it properly. But at the end also, we have to conclude it properly, meaning that we dedicate our merit, for greater cause, if you will. Yeah. So even when we think about practicing giving, it has those characteristics, the elements, that should be there so that our really giving becomes giving, if you will. It all starts with excellent motivation, excellent action, meaning give it properly, give it happiness, and excellent conclusion, which is the proper dedication. So now we have kind of briefly talked about what giving really means. It is unconditional giving. Is it no strings attached to whatever we give? And so when we give with sense of delight, and we do it with proper motivation, and then we conclude the action with proper dedication of the merit. So that's what all things involved in proper practice of giving, the perfection of giving in this case. Now there are three types of giving that we often talk about. And one is the material giving, which is the giving of resources, as I would say. And the other is what we call the giving of what called dharma or spirituality or teaching, perhaps. You see, it's a chöji chimba in Tibetan. And the third one is the giving fearlessness or giving safety and protection. Yeah, so those are the three types of giving talked about in Buddhist literatures. So what does material giving involve? Of course, it involves from giving the smallest material thing that we could. Let's say, share our food with someone, even if it's just a mouthful food, right? Someone who needs it. Yeah. So when we do it with proper motivation and properly and conclude it, that is a giving. You just give a handful of food or a mouthful of food, but that is a part of a material giving. But as we become good in this practice of material giving, we can go all the way up to where when we are in the right situation and we are at the right, on a stage, that we could even give our life or the body. That's the highest giving we give, right? It's just the most difficult thing we could give. We give our life to and for someone. Yeah? That is also part of what we call material giving.
So
So when we talk about Bodhisattva's way of giving or generosity, you know, it's not simply like you have a lot of things to give away and you just give them. I mean, that's called giving. Okay, it has to fulfill a number of elements or the characteristics. So I thought maybe perhaps we can talk about this from the other side, meaning that let's talk about what are the what we call the improper way of giving, perhaps to be able to understand what is the proper or the right way to do it. But if we look at what you know is not right, maybe that that would be helpful. And of course, when we give teachings, of course our teachings must be based on the. The authenticity of the Buddhist scriptures, you know, what is already presented there, sources, and also based upon the valid authentic reasonings, because the rules of giving teaching is you cannot make up everything, you find it interesting, and then present it in a really nice and interesting way. You know, that doesn't necessarily become an authentic teaching. Yeah, so it should be backed up by what we call the evidence, in this case, the authority of the Buddhist scriptures, and as well as the authentic reasonings which are explained in Buddhist texts. So this is what I'm trying to do here. Of course, I don't have a text in front of me, and sometimes I try to remember the text, and sometimes I remember a part of my quote, but I don't remember the whole thing. Sometimes I remember the middle of the quote, but I don't remember the first part of the quote. So these are some of the challenges I have, but nonetheless, the teaching I'm giving you is based upon, Buddhist, authentic scriptures and reasoning. But I'll do my best to quote.
Ta sangsingi jemba thaya ane chik kheju masangyi ki te mashi yis thaya ane kheju masangba tila ya ane shiyo res oda chik samba matagwa.
Okay, let's talk about material giving, and from Bodhisattva's practice point of view, and as I said, I'll present it from the negative perspective, if you will. What are the four don'ts? You know, don't do this. Or what are the four improper ways? The first one is called the impure motivation, of course. Yes, sambha madhava, the what we call improper state of mind. You do it with the improper or the impure state of mind. The second one is the mubha madhava, means there are certain things you cannot give, okay, which is related to what you really give, the material substances. Okay, I hope he will explain what each of them means later. I'm just translating here. So that is called what we call impure, let's go with this word, how it works, we might have to modify it, impure substances or the materials. The third one is the shing madhava, sometimes the recipients, the improper recipients of the gift, so to speak. Okay, something, the third point. And the fourth point is the thab medaba. When you're actually giving, the wrong way of giving is we call the thab medaba. It's related with improper ways of giving. Thab in this case means ways of giving. Okay.
Other the Nana Tangota, Samba Matao Sati, and Kadeshiorasanus, Samba Matabe, and Tachimbasati, Antia, Anji, Papa, Tomingi, and Zeve, Satin, and Changsekos, and Samba Matawa, the condition was, and Shin Sebams, and Koral Shubas, Jebas, what in the Sungshas, the Sung, the Zanga, Dinalia, and Chichela, Neve, and 300톤은 지금 땅이야. 아 진보 땅 직체 양 진보 땅 외지 소소지 깨자 진보 용야 어 깨자 진보 용야 삼바티 군내라네 진보 땅야 아 양 찔이야 아니 신 진보 땅 있으나 다 진보 땅이 막고나 신이야 코직 땅은 예 등 틀려다가 저 땅이 있으네 신라는 덴베 삼베 군내라네 진보 땅야 어디서 계속 전주 생각에 이제
So let's talk about what we call the impure motivation or the improper state of mind here. Great Indian Buddhist sage scholar Acharya Asanga, in his what we call Bodhisattva Levels, Bodhisattva Bhumi, as a part of his major other work called Satyanga, Five Levels, it is mentioned as Geshe-la again. I mean, quoted those lines from his memory, where he mentions that if someone has this kind of harmful intention, right, your really intention or the state of mind is you want to harm the other person or you want to kill, if you could. With that kind of improper motivation, if you give gifts, yeah, that's not the Bodhisattva's way of giving. You know, Bodhisattvas never give with harmful intention. Or that you give it for the sake of becoming well known and for the sake of reputation, right? By giving this, then everybody will say, "I'm how generous I am and how kind and all of that," and you just go in that trip. So that is not the Bodhisattva's way of giving. You don't give for the sake of getting some name in the society or in the world or something. Or that you don't give out of a sense of competitiveness. You say, he or she gave this much money, so I better, upgrade my giving, give a little more so I'm doing better here. So that sense of competition, with that in mind, if you give, that is improper giving, the wrong state of mind with which you give, and Bodhisattvas don't do that.
Well, that sounds like a tambo. Anjik shenla, anjik nere, sambe, anjik jimbatangya. Deris, teyang dat ozo ngaranzi ben tungzi da dende yue deris, jepen chin bena jik kita, anjik shimala sobala, anjik shaji trewe na, sambe nari ya, anjik gulung dele, hunyi gyakwe longya son de, zingju ya son tundele, anjik shaji ene, zingju ya son de, yor was dozo, o dozo samba matakwe, anjik paribola, jimbatangyu ge, anjik
So, I mean, if we have to really, our responsibility is check with our own state of mind and motivations with which we give in different situations. And it's here not so much talk about how other people are not doing right, but it is like, are we doing it right in the right way? And sometimes I think, if you don't check it, our giving might involve the harmful intention. Because for the sake of, let's say, entertainment or something, we give something. It's just like we want this, the example Geshe-la gave is about, like, we want the two dogs to have a nice fight over. So maybe these dogs like eating, I think maybe New York steak or something, which he didn't say steak, New York steak, but the meat. So you throw the meat, to this dog so that you want them to fight and so then you have excitement about who wins the game, so to speak. That is a wrong way of giving, a wrong state of mind, because your giving is just for your own entertainment and you're harming the dogs, you're making them be vicious of each other.
Yes. Gulungu tane, jimba tengyu kansa tala ya, jik naisengu tane, jik tane, jik semche tongzhu ina kala, jik tsui mewa tene, ta xin na xin si zang ma, ko tendegu chene, nabe naisengu tane, tende xin si, jik jimba tengyu xi wala sokwa tende yung sige yu se res, o tuzo, jimbe, jik nyamlingu tane, jiaga, jimba de rigu ma res, sungxia si de, ma takbe jimba.
So great Asanga in his Bodhisattva Bhumi or Levels mentions about one of the improper states of mind with which one gives is with which to kill someone. So now this goes like, you want to say kill your opponent, somebody you don't like it, right? But you give a nice invitation to the person. Okay? The whole idea is, to present this elaborate, you know, course and a treat, but you poison the food so that because you want to kill the person. Yeah. So this kind of giving looks very nice, you know, nice invitation and all of that looks like very kind of you. But it's the wrong one. Yeah. So the Bodhisattvas, you know, don't do this kind of thing.
Yes. Chizonalia, and it's a manganda, love the shending the gawina, but touching your shendish gawina, and I'm in Chimboraya down, get out from the town, that in take it for, and take it, and Sunday of Gunnan Lani, and six shending gawas or matter with Chimbosonchas.
And now, another, I said, improper state of mind with which we could give, or the motivation is, you know, with which to become very famous and well known in the society. Yeah, this is where. You know, the things like, you know, people might be very generous in giving large donations to a hospital or a school, but maybe their intentions is that, so they won't be really well known. Everybody knows, you know, you are the big donor. Yeah, so your name plaque will be there, or you want one, actually. And so with that kind of motivation that, you know, the building might be named after me, okay, or at least the section of the building. So you make a large donation. So this, from Bodhisattva's giving point of view, is not a right giving, okay? Because the hidden agenda, so to speak, which is not hidden to oneself, is that I want to be well known. You know, I want to be respected in the society.
Get out on it, Chimbatante, Yabumaris, and Tukjaris, Labiomaris, in a cotozo, get out in a Harasamba Harakuna Nane, Chimbatine, Shinapen and Tigioris, for Chimbaris, in a Chanju Simbe, Chimbing Yamnich, the Tinde Chimaris, the Sunguyotis.
But talking about what are the improper motivations to give. And you know, the lesson we learn from this is that these are the things Bodhisattvas never do in their giving. Okay, but of course I'm not trying to kind of put down anybody, you know, who gives large donations, you know, because they want to be famous. Well, I don't deny the fact that their donations are helpful to the hospital or the school. Okay, that you know they benefit in some way. I'm not saying like it's completely gone wrong and there's no use to such giving. Well, the donation is helpful to the hospital and monastery and who need them. Okay, and maybe in our world, conventionally speaking, that is fine, right? Well, you want to be well known. So what's wrong with that? Okay, so you want to have a big name, and so you donate the money. So I'm not really criticizing, you know, so much about those things. What I'm saying is Bodhisattvas don't do such things. If you want to do the Bodhisattvas way of giving, then, you know, such state of mind is not proper.
What does that mean?
So I think it's, you know, those of us who give teachings, we have the responsibility to present the teaching authentically, that we don't make, you know, give you the wrong information or misinform you. And those who listen to the teaching, or the recipients of the teachings, you know, also have the responsibility to understand the teaching in a proper context and, you know, what is the point being made. Okay? And as Dharma practitioners, you know, we have to learn about what is the proper way of giving and what are the improper givings. Okay? So that we, when we give, so we know we do it in the right way. So this is for our own practice. It's not so much to have this knowledge so then we can criticize others, you know. And there are a lot of people, I think, who are very generous. You know, they don't have any particular religion or faith. They just want to give money. Well, they give it maybe some, you know, like, say, okay, they want to be famous. Okay, okay. So then we use this teaching to attack them. You know what? But don't know what they're doing. This is not, we shouldn't use the teaching against like people. We should really appreciate. There are those people, okay? They don't believe in any religions like us or in practice, but they still give, you know? So they're benefiting others. So we need to acknowledge the benefits of what they're doing. So don't use the teaching to not so much critique, it's criticize someone negatively. This is for our own sake. What are the proper ways of giving and what are the improper ways of giving that we should watch out? Yeah.
What is that in anything? Shella, anything? Anything? Tenyak. Not somebody who couldn't learn a chimbatanya penyanches or the Tawala Shendigit, Kuru energy, Goma Jaskas, and near Tillet Havasit up for the Jain, Collet Havasin, near Jasper, and Collet and Temperature, and Yanki Jobs. All the chair and Yantiam, Changes Simbe, and Yanichiagi, anything, Chimbatim Harris there.
And also, like another improper motivation of giving, as we mentioned, is to do with a sense of competitiveness. You know, it's just like, okay, so you give $100 donation, so now I think I should give $200 so that I look better. So when that kind of motivation, when we give donations, you know, it's really impure. Donations. So bodhisattvas never compete with each other, or with, for that matter, with anybody, in their practice of giving.
What is she? Let me see. Go, go, my jackass. No, you send the go, my jackass. Tell the drink this. Go, this is what about the pen? What is it? What is it? Go, Jimbo Mari like a Yamaris. So, drink this. Yang Tawaris. Go.
So again, I want to just clarify this point that when says somebody gives $100, another says I'm going to give $200 or $300, right? There's some kind of competition going on. I'm not denying that they're giving money. Okay, maybe it's understood as giving, outside our Dharma context, which is fine. The money is helpful, but from bodhisattvas, point of view, that is not the proper way of giving. So that's the point I'm trying to convey here.
Tadine diwala anje simba tangya ge an ze wodi matagwa matagwe simba wodi ze de tan matagwe simba sin je khande jwala sna te ya anje phago thome ge ze an changse ge su khase an cho yingyang su tela mepena an tela simba ma chas an khase de khorale anje den de ge an khase de kha kha jinya ge ngo de ya bo yune khora dang khora shin dal ya an ping me du na ne be ri ne jin ju ya ma re song ja su.
So let's move to the next point of what we call material things, or the substances of giving, literally translating here. Now, the example given here is great Indian master Asanga. In his Bodhisattva Levels of the Bhumis, which is the name of a text, mentions about that we have to really take into consideration what benefits this our gift would bring to the recipient or the other person. Let's say you have really a very wonderful eatable things, whatever the eatable things are, right? These are good quality, A grade, whatever. But by giving this food, if the other person is not going to get much benefit, or even going to be harmful to that person, then we should not give, because that food becomes what we call improper, material or the substance.
What happened to Simba Tangsegi and Yutila, Korana Nova? I am called Kurmase and Tish, me, Shimbalia, and Nevi, Bena, not Toda, not Sangela Sobato, Jinki or Maris.
And of course, in the Buddhist literature, in this category, they mention about giving poison to someone, even if somebody desperately needs it, because that's not really helpful to that person. Either person is going to kill himself or herself, is going to kill somebody else, because poison doesn't heal anyone here. And also giving weapons to others. Okay, because these are the improper materials, we are prohibited from giving.
What is Japan? That is to our energy, yet out to say, position your daughter energy to say, and she marauded and the lesson that it take mutton winner, and she get and sold to win some sandwich in and she get this to the since she don't pull so what though, and she maroon some others.
So in today's world, I think that's the thing we can talk about all this, you know, drugs, you know, that some people are so happy to taking it, and without them, it seems like, you know, they couldn't exist. Now, there may be some exceptional cases, I don't know. Let's say, you know, if you don't give drug to someone, you know, so basically the person is going to die. If it's like a matter of saving this person's life, if there's some kind of medicine, you know, medicinal benefit or such things, and then with the proper motivation to save this person's life, if such things are given, I don't know, but it's an exceptional case. Okay. Other than that, so we cannot give, you know, things like drugs or like grass to other people.
What is that? I mean, that is Shungi, I would think of Shungkarina. I'm quite not gave it to Jimba Michaels to Sung Yoris. Jim Tap, Banana, Tosa, Anchic, Jibu Yimbun, Tinalia, and it took me Kashi Yoina, and Tinan and me so tap Hamachi, and it took Mochi, and Mission Basolia, and it took Jimbach Tango, you know. And then Rang it up in Ya, Ropa, Dosuga, and Dover Mel, you know. I'm consequent. The Tamban gave a giggle in the teaching to your mother's sujas. The Shundi Karina, the Autumn, the Shundi, the rest.
There's also mention of, I don't like now remember the title of the text, the Buddhist scripture. This is where, but I do remember what is written in that text very clearly. It said that one of the improper material, what you call the things to give would be, let's say in a family, you own certain thing, property or whatever, a resource in common. And maybe the head of the family decides to give it away. But if the other family members have got issue with it, right, they're still holding on to it, then you cannot give that. Because then the other family members regret. Right, so they feel a sense of loss and regret for doing that. So you really have to talk through it and everybody agrees before you give such things. So it's like if somebody in the family decides, okay, I, you know, I'm the head of the family, whether it's a mom or a dad, say, okay, I'll give this thing. But if other family members, you know, they are not comfortable with it, they don't want to give it, then you really have to first resolve that issue. Because otherwise you will generate regret in their mind, you know, they have a sense of loss, right, you know. Yeah. So that's the improper material thing to give.
Well, that's a Kimzang Masabe, Chizoga, Sobernalia, and it's a Toboshin Jeta Pantaji Netinala, and Chiglegging you in a Susu with Tobotina, and Salada, and Gungo, Gaga, and Pitcher Contagion, Susu, Angi, Yinania, Yinania, Pitcher Dine, the Dine, Chimbutin, the Dine, which is Shanty Gawin, and Rangin, and Chick, Wally, and Joker, and let you so that, and get it in it. 콘서트에는 땅 땅고야 뭐 도지기 장고 광지에 삼아는 건조문조 땅 콘서트와 그래가 심지어 기억이 있는데 최소는 전주 선배가 집어지기만도 수냥네 집어.
So I think this idea can be extended to other things like in institutions and organizations, such thing, right? And somebody is holding a power position, so he or she decided, okay, well, somebody asked for donation, so on behalf of my organization or institution, I'm going to make the donation. Well, yeah, you are in that power position, but really what, I mean, from Bodhisattva's perspective is you need to consult all other members or, you know, whether it is okay if I donate this much or donate to this, you know, recipient or whatever case may be. If all members are comfortable with that, then you can go ahead and give. Otherwise, one can make a unitary kind of a decision because I am the power holder here, so I give it. If other members knew about it and then they kind of feel bad about it, regret about it, you know, you shouldn't have done that or shouldn't have given that much or whatever the case may be, then it does not become a proper giving from Bodhisattva's, you know, giving point of view. So in the same list, we can think about like, you know, you steal things from this other person and you give it to another person. That's the improper material thing giving, okay? Or by use of the force and power, you, how should I say, get the things which belong to somebody else and then give it to somebody else. You see, that is again improper material things to give from Bodhisattva's giving point of view.
So
And of course, I mean, you cannot give food that is what are called outdated, kind of old and smelly, and you know, so that could really kick some health issues with the people who eat it or receive it, you know. So if you give such food, again, that become a part of what are called improper material things to give.
오늘 다 같은 신게 이제 유당 튀기 각제 인격에 이제 양 또 정거 보통도 양 지속음에도 전날 농가 소소 하셔라는 즉 장응 동마자와 아랍해지 체마자 근데 유팅 각진들의 여위나 장다 알아서야 그 농부인의 진초고 말에 송시야 소소 지도 그 각제 인격도
So then I'll say improper giving also relate to the time and the rules and regulations of the country. Let's say we're a country, they have these clear rules about, say, prohibiting alcohol drinks or whatever the case may be. So then if you give alcohol to someone, that becomes an improper material to give, you know, because there is a clear, you know, rule set for policy that you cannot give such things. Or that sometimes it could be the wrong time, you know, that you give something. That is, again, you know, improper giving.
아니 다가는 신게 아니 저 축 추진승이의 심지 아니 저 사인 아 샤달로서 뭐야 초표야시도 와서 어떤 대책 말했을 좀 봐.
And then of course other part of this is the animal sacrificial rights. You know, so for the sake of some say you know whatever belief that by doing this you will please the gods or the deities or higher beings. So you kill the animals and then offer their blood and the you know, parts of their body to which, you know, you think is a practice or giving, but from Bodhisattva's point of view, this is not giving, the proper giving, I should say.
Oh, the Tatanda de Shia de Anachu, Mobo, Hansimbata, Mobo de la Tak, Tigger Zigumaris, the Danda, Gigum, Mahimbachita, Matan Jimbatango, who you are, Jimba Yabush. 신주스면 냠냉이 짐벌 냠냉이 챈 짐벌 땅고구나 뭐버들다 캐지 단대 시야거든 즉 마타고도도 많이 보시고 부여레스
So now if we really are interested in Bodhisattva's way of giving, then these are the things we should learn about so that we don't, you know, give such material things because which would be improper giving from Bodhisattva's practice point of view.
다들 내들은 신마타고 짐바사대 신마타고 짐바사 신사대 다 짐바 등유기 생제나다 가사는 들켜주 근데 상구유미 어디시에 그랬어
So now next we are going to talk about what are called the improper recipients of the gifts. Okay, I hope the word works with it. So as he give explanation, maybe then we can change the words here. So let's say improper recipients of the gifts.
어디데데 아니 Sanje, Dugi, Chingilabe, Sanje, and Michi, Sim, Dawamanjo, and Yomba, and Sip Tukeni, what in the league, Sanje Tadago, Lulon Sanana, Chingi Yamaris.
An improper recipient of gifts, for example, could be. That's I think I guess mention of that somebody is blessed by the devil, okay, or the Mara, as we say in the Buddhist language, and has gone crazy for some reason and asked for the certain part of your body as a gift. I need, you know, whichever part of the body I need it, you know, can you give it to me? So we cannot give to this kind of a recipient because that would be the improper recipient of the gift, you know.
Guess it's in Bushiwala, Nalin Talapa, that's what the Pamba Shalapat, then the shoe is, then the shoe, two Chagan, the two pain, the Zanga, and Langalia, and see Ama, Gengotigi, and the Mikundes Jing Mangotigi, Milan, the Sidos, guess it's in Bushiwala. And guess it's in Bushiwala, and me, Chikon, La Sampa, Chimbatan is, Chimbatane, Momadigi, La Sampa, Magao, Chen, Polman, Zosha is, Zone, any guess it's in Bushiwala, Akakoran, Pemato, Malapemato, Sintigi, Kinney. 교회에서 교회를 때나 미드 추충마 도르샤스 제 교마교는 미드 랑자 추충고 요서레스 어디전 계속 신부시 원하려야 취소는 명려야 아야드와 숨거스 아야스도다 자가 섬지대께나 자가께나 아야스도 미지며 그 워든데 미지며 누르기든데 시도스 워든데
손다
지구래도 계속 좀 어디 전에 어디 간다 그래서 때 아만데 뒤그 지금을 셔야 선제를 셔스티
And I myself have not personally come across any Buddhist literatures, you know, how should I say, mentioned the example I gave you, but I do remember our lamas or the qualified teachers telling us stories similar to make this point. And one of the stories that they have told us is how Bodhisattva Shantideva, you know, he was once invited to the Nalanda monastic university, you know, to sit in debate with non-Buddhist teachers. Yeah? And so he came, and so he won the debate, and then he returned back to his original place. But on the way, he met this an old lady. Right, and she kind of she knew very needy, and she said, you know, sir, can you give me one of your eyes? I need it. Right, so Bodhisattva Shantideva did not think about it, second thought, and he just, you know, took out one of his eyes and gave it to the lady. And what the lady did was, you know, she just put it on a rock and smashed it into pieces. Right, so then the Shantideva felt a little, you know, kind of regret. He thought, you know, there was no use in my giving. Like, it wasn't useful to her, it wasn't useful to me either, so my eyeball was smashed into pieces here. So because of that, you know, regret, it is said that usually Bodhisattvas, when they give, by unconditional giving and the power of the Bodhicitta, they're able to restore, you see, the parts of the body they would give, like such an eyes. But now, because he regretted here, so he really lost one of his eyes and he couldn't regain it back. So that's why later he was named Aryadeva. So Aryadeva, in the Buddhist literature, that's why I as a translator heard this for the first time, this story. Aryadeva has one eye. Okay, and he was known as a one-eyed master in Aryadeva. So the Shantideva lost one of his eyes, you see, in such a situation. So that would have been improper recipient, the lady, you know. And so that's the story, you know, to illustrate the point.
What the thing that that Jinpa Tang Yuge, and this Samjaya Khansa, the Nyoba Tang, and it's the Khandar Chang Tang, and the Peju Chen, the Sub, and Tuk Tang Yo, what the Samjaya Tang Yuge,
So basically we are saying that if some kind of a crazy individual asks for a gift of you know, your any part of the body, so we should not give it because that would be the improper recipient of the gift. And also somebody who is into abusing himself or herself, you know, like Hitler did not mention these things, like say, alcohol or something, right? Who's so used to that, you know, can you give me some more money so I can get, you know, more drunk, so to speak? You can't give. I mean, such things, because that would be the improper recipient of the gift. So I think we are looking at the wall clock, and we would like to give you, of course, you know, opportunity to ask questions. And And also, I think right after the teaching, those of us who have talk commitments, we are going to do the talk right away so that you don't have to come back in the evening. Yeah? So we also need time to set up the table and things like that. Okay, so we open the floor for people. Yes, please. Yeah, you.
Yeah. I was wondering, what is the reason why Bodhisattva did not want to give seeking recognition?
Okay, let me try to understand. Why would Bodhisattva not give with the motivation to become famous or reputation? Is that what you mean? Okay. Chanchu Senpai, any chimpatama kalaya, so so mean that the day should the mother at Karina's world.
That chimpagi ding Buddhist.
So so mulin that
chimpagi penyun dam, tozo kyun dam, penyun sam, the saga, and ching, long ju tend the yugu maris. What the third year at the Sambatan, the Chanju dance, Sinjig turns. There is Rangi Sinji Tanjig Tendon, 전주 상기업 고반 토로야 사문대 땅의 여리스 신 심지 탐지엔 즉 디기 중화 디 돈달라 사문 땅엔 심바 땅용 거로 마도 저기 땀년 달라 서바 파 심바시 땅은 수지 용고를 삼아 파 심바 땅은 수롱지 용고를 삼는데 텐득 다와 있는 이거 여 말이스.
You know, Bodhisattvas are primarily concerned with and geared towards, they're dedicated for the benefit of all other beings and sentient beings. And their primary goal is to bring as much happiness as they could to other sentient beings and ultimately to become a Buddha so that they will be able to help others more effectively. So that's what Bodhisattvas are primarily concerned with. And for that reason, so when they give, it is really unconditional giving. They don't give it because then they want to be well known or famous or get some recognitions or awards, you know. They don't do that. And also they don't give one so that they can get two back, you know. It's just like one of those things we do, buy one and get one free. They don't do that. Okay. So really, Bodhisattvas, you know, whole attitude and goal, they're very clear about why they're giving, and the whole goal is to find complete enlightened state, and they want to bring benefit to others. So they don't think much about themselves, you know, for their benefit. So this is why Bodhisattvas give it very unconditionally. Okay. Yes, hi.
Is there an improper way of giving?
Mm-hmm. Ale. Is there improper way of giving or receiving Dharma type of knowledge? I'm just repeating for our internet friends. This is the that Jena Janda Dirwa this one did you call Pentang as a church in Bachelorwa?
No.
Saving any Kochinju Chu there, Kasore, that Marembach, Tanta Desuna Jerwa, Matavich. Mata Bada Pigel, ya, any Chu that Yes, there are improper ways of giving or you know recipients with regard to Dharma, which is we call the giving of Dharma or the teachings, and we will definitely talk about those things. You know when we talk about the second type of giving. Yeah. Yes, Mimila. Oh, I see. Do you remember any cause of mother about Chinya? The condition was
La.
Do you mind about Chinya? That two cause of mother about Chinya? Did you the Chimba Chindu come to you? Madame Batagi Songs, because of you do the Chimba and Madabata.
Only
I do Gaza.
No, Gaza.
No,
really. That is, you do so the Tanga, you take Lumbe, and she. 지 여러 가지 그러다 침단 또 단세 아니 지 어떤 데 그걸 야 각진 교도서 다 제 맞춰 그 룸베기 친구 때문에 지 연결도서
뒤
다 인스레스 뒤쪽 때문에 야 지 그 각진 연결도 예스레스 유 때문에 아니 지 룸베기 때문에 각지 요 맞세 뒤쪽 여군 뒤지 시나 근데 지 때문에 나 근데 야 뒤쪽 돌아 아니 지 제 맞춰 근데 예스레스 다도
I think this related to, let's say, as I mentioned, that if you live in a place or a country where they have clear policies or the rules and regulations that you shouldn't give certain things, like such as alcohol prohibition, right? Then if you give, that would be improper giving. But sometimes there could be policies and rules and regulations relating to the time, you know, at certain season, there are four seasons, assuming that you cannot give certain things, you know. So there which should be relating to the time, so there may be time restrictions, you know. You can't, at such and such time, you are not prohibited from making such and such gifts. So if there are rules like that, so it would be improper time. Let's say certain things may be allowed, okay to give in summertime, but certain things may not be, you know, proper to give during wintertime or something, you know. So there's something related with the time factor. Yeah. Who's that? Oh, yeah. Go ahead. Yeah.
What if you give someone things with the right motivation, but it can cause them, it can lead to their death? For example, like a hospital care.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
In that process, that person can overdose and pass away.
Okay. Sure.
And then the other side of it is like for abortion, termination, or a fetus with multiple medical problems, or the mother's right at risk. What about those?
Okay. The question that's been asked is about, you might give with proper motivation, but what you give might lead to more complications and harms to the recipients. And the example given is in the case of the hospice situations where somebody is having a lot of pain, so you give the pain-killing medication, but you overdose the person or somehow this complicates the matter and it leads to the person's death, or in the case of the fetus, right, you want to abort the fetus and things like that. So in such situations, so we're talking about probably is this the proper way of giving or what the case may be. And this is the one. Penasosa kulong tabache, rwatedi. In a tebe ze digi, pas pigi kasota, ze the tongue delia, and new jun chumba inarwa. And the cardiac rest, when a chimba the pena chasha, the meat to go wrong, Chongalaga, hospice, Zulia, Nazashibitan, Galata, Nisu charge, meat to go over. In a meat, a young Yerushan, Kuno Yahoo, in a co, she's a meat, Mount Aje, DJ, and meet the Tonga in a Ruba, and consider the Tavana, say, Poo Mels, Ruba, to get him out.
The Zoga, who Mels are done, the Zoga, Chimbus Kerry Maris, the Zoga, main game, Chick Chess, the Chimbus Maris, go. No, 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 no,
This is what a book or so that, Duma Chaja, Puku de Yakevina, and a bed, Demodu, but the Amalia so Yanga Yavata, and Puku Junjin in the Chavin Roa, the main Tambaina, and the Chimbacha or Savamas, that Puku the Mavsuas or the Puku Mavs and a Chagar Stones.
That didn't get a little young Ligris, Missing Bitching because.
Gisela said he would like to address that when we later talk about giving fearlessness. And at this point, what he's really telling me is giving that pain-killing medication, these things are really not giving. Okay. But we will talk about that issue if you don't remind us when we talk about giving fearlessness.
Okay.
And I want to kind of pick up on what Mimila asked about in the time factor due to which we shouldn't give. I think there are examples we can find in the Lamrim text. For example, you should not, strictly speaking, you should not feed a monk dinner after, because they have a vow not to eat after, right? And so, there you go. So that's why we feel shy to eat dinner because Okay, let me clarify this point. Where Buddha, he would sometimes set what we call the prohibitory precepts, or said you should not do this, all the don'ts. And then there will be what we call the complementary precepts, and we override sometimes, what he already prohibited. So this is a case where we said that, if a monk or a nun has taken the vow not to eat any meal after, afternoon, then if we provide any food or thing, then that is the wrong giving. Buddha also said that, but for the sake of, let's say, if a monk or a nun, or monastics usually, they have the vows like that, is that for the sake of their health issues, if you don't eat it, the health is going to go bad. Or for the sake of to be able to have enough energy to do more practice, you know. For such reasons, it, you know, certain of those precepts can be overridden things. But without greater purpose, right, if you do it, then it's breaking your precepts. Yeah. And so those things are, you know, I mean, in detail mentioned in Buddhist Vinaya texts.
What did that check? Chidu Kasa Masani Gazapjon Lian, the Kalat, the Kalat, the Shimbushiv, the Church, Uzuk and Fiatu.
So if monk or a nun or monastic has taken the vow, let's say, I only eat, I'm not going to eat anything after, you know, noon or the dinner, then you cannot push the person, you know, say, you know what, I really cook very delicious here, you know. Maybe you want to try a little bit something, you know, you don't know what you're missing here. And you can't do that, so that would be really improper, you know.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, we'll stop there today, and let's do the dedication, and then help us to set up a table for soft offering. Okay. Yeah. Oh, wait a minute. Kishilas,
yeah.
You know, prayer. No, go ahead. Yeah, do it in English. I'll just think about it. Okay. Before infinite Buddhas, to work for Dharma and sentient beings. You could not have given up your commitment. However, your presence depends on the fortunes of disciples, for the power of dependent arising is inconceivable. Please reincarnate soon as a new light of Dharma, out of your compassion that never abandons us. Please return soon as the supreme spiritual guide, a treasure house of the immense teaching of Buddha, a voice that eloquently illustrates the teaching that suits individuals' dispositions and capacities. Please return soon as a great Dharma king who will be known in all directions for smashing into pieces a mountain of misguided teachings and views through the power of your thunderbolt lightning of the three reasoning. Please return soon just like your previous self, an expert in the five major sciences of Buddhism, whose eloquent words and articulation of the teaching captivate the hearts of all the scholars and activate deep appreciation in pure enthusiastic mind. Please return soon as a spiritual guide, endowed with complete knowledge, kindness, and dedication, in regards to the perfect view, meditation, and conduct, one who facilitates the opening of the blossom lotus, that is the golden teaching of Tsongkhapa. By the power of the three infallible jewels, by the power of dependent rising of unchanging emptiness, by the truth of our pure thoughts and dedication, may all our aspirations be spontaneously fulfilled. Are you prepared to do it? Okay. All right. Go ahead.
Xanh thành ánh đạo vàng, từ bi mãi chẳng bỏ đàn bơ vơ,
Have us set at the table, and all the monks will be sitting in the front.